Thanks for coming to this session. My name is Ranjit Duduvatta. I am from University of Missouri, working at the Center for Agroforestry. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Shibu Jose and Steve Anderson. Agroforestry's five main practices, allele cropping, forest farming, riparian buffers, silvopasture, and windbreaks. As you know, agriculture has been impacting Earth, mainly about two-thirds of the world's water has been impacted by agriculture, and it affects on water biodiversity, affecting on soil quality negatively through land degradation, salinization, over-extraction of water, and reducing genetic diversity. The long-term impacts of these consequences are not evaluated and difficult to evaluate. So we believe that agroforestry could be one of the solutions for these problems. Agroforestry is an intensive land management practices where trees and or shrubs are deliberately incorporated in the crop or livestock to expecting physical, biological, ecological, and economic social benefits. Agroforestry is not new. It has been practiced over thousands of years in different parts of the world. In these mixed management systems, above ground as well as below ground is very efficiently used. This picture is from PKNAIA. As you see, several layers of trees, shrubs, vegetables, crops, and a house also on the above ground, and in the below ground, different root systems, some are deeper, some are shallower, are efficiently using the below ground for resources and space. Agroforestry is an old solution to a new problem. However, scientific research has been published during the last 20 years showed there are so many benefits of agroforestry, ecosystem services, environmental services, and economic benefits. United Nations 2004 Millennium Ecosystem Assessment Project, a four-year study involving more than 1,300 scientists, has defined ecosystem services into four different categories: provisioning, such as production of food and water, regulatory control of climate and diseases, supporting nutrient cycles, crop pollination, and cultural, such as spiritual and recreational benefits. I'm going to talk about the environmental side of the agroforestry, improvements of air quality, water quality, soil quality, mitigation of global warming gases, carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxide, biodiversity, incidence of pests and diseases, and improvement of aesthetic value. As you see, air quality is a serious problem, not only in urban areas, but in rural areas also. Agriculture also impacts on these parameters. And several studies have shown that planting trees and shrubs, several layers, can benefit this quality. For example, Lin et al. Has studied agroforestry effects on a concentrated animal feeding operations. What he did was he planted three rows of trees. Inner row was pitch loblolly, middle row red maple and pin oak, and outer row Allegheny verbium. What he studied was air coming out of a CFO and air near the trees. And he evaluated about 30 different volatile compounds, ammonia, hydrogen sulfide also. What this shows is as it goes away from the center, it dilutes the effect. And soil quality. Soil quality is defined as the capacity of a soil to perform within the land use ecosystem boundaries to sustain biological productivity, maintain environmental quality, and promote plant and animal human health. As you see, when trees are planted due to incorporation of roots and organic matter, soil bulk density decreases, and most probably water holding capacities increase. So these parameters can be incorporated into an equation to define a value for soil quality for each management system. This is a study conducted in Greenlee Center at the University of Missouri Research Farm. We examined four different enzymes in four different management systems: crop, grass, agroforestry, that is grass and tree, and grass waterways. What you see here is differences in enzyme activities. Dehydrogenase activity was significantly lower in crop area and much higher in the other three management systems. glucosaminidase activity was lower in crop area but higher in the other three management systems, grass, agroforestry and grass waterways. Water stable aggregates, significantly lower in the crop area but higher in grass, agroforestry and grass waterways. And other benefits, carbon and nitrogen. Yellow is carbon. Carbon concentrations were lower in the crop areas but significantly higher in grass, agroforestry and grass buffers. Nitrogen in white, significantly lower in crop areas, higher in the grass, agroforestry and grass waterways. Another study by Nancy Mungai has shown in the agroforestry buffers, microbial biomass is much higher. What it means is when we have agrochemicals, there is a greater degradation potential due to microbial biomass and enzyme activity and increased water stable aggregate concentration. And other physical properties of soils. This is soil sample scanned with a human X-ray, human normal body scan X-ray machine. What we see in the crop area, grass buffer area and agroforestry area. This is a slide coming out of a scanner. As you see, there is no segmentation. Segmentation is a process by which we separate solids and air phases. After thresholding, you see more red spots in the agroforestry, that is tree grass buffer region compared to crop areas. Finally, this picture shows amount of porosity in the agroforestry compared to these two management. Not only these properties, when you look at the bulk density, soil hydraulic conductivity and the porosity at micrometer scale, there are significant differences when you incorporate trees and grasses. The highest bulk density was found in the crop area, whereas lower bulk densities were found in the grass buffer and agroforestry areas. Saturated hydraulic conductivity from surface to 50 centimeter depth. Highest was in the crop areas. Note, please note, this is on the log scale. These differences are about 100 times. And the porosity, which helps to transport and store water, gas, air. Most highest porosity was found in the agroforestry areas and the lowest in the crop areas in the yellow line. This is water storage. Buffers can hold more water because incorporation of buffers improve porosity, carbon storage. Then therefore after a rain event, buffers store more water. This is the rain event, for example, in October, from October 9th to November 5th, there are about 166 millimeters of rain. As you see, the brown line and the green line had the highest water content after a rain event. And the orange line shows the lowest water content. What this means is, initially it had lower water content because buffers are using more water for transpiration. But after a rain event, it has the capacity to store more water. due to increased porosity. This is at the 5 centimeter depth, 10 centimeter depth and 20 centimeter depth. But the differences are very low at the 40 centimeter depth. And what it shows is incorporation of trees and grass buffers improve soil quality, indirectly helps mineralization, nutrient cycling, degradation of agrochemicals, better soil aeration, gas, water, heat transport, carbon sequestration. The next one is water quality. This is from US EPA, 16% of the 35 million river miles were evaluated and 44% was impacted. 39% of lake area of 42 million were evaluated, 64% was impacted. And estuaries, about 30% were impacted. Main reasons for those are nutrients and sediment coming out of agricultural land, and manure, nutrients, antibiotics, and pathogens coming out of livestock productions. We have shown incorporation of grass, shrubs, and trees can help improve water quality. We conducted two different studies. One is a paired watershed study with row crop management with buffers in the clay pan region of Missouri, an animal livestock study in the deep lush soil near Missouri, near Columbia University. Each of these study systems have two different types of buffers, grass and tree and grass buffers, and this is livestock. And each of these small watersheds, these locations, are instrumented with flumes and water samplers and flow meters. We collected water samples after every runoff event and evaluated for different water quality parameters. What this shows is reduction in runoff volume with time compared to the control watershed in the crop study, in the paired watershed design, and the sediment load, decreasing in sediment load, and nitrogen load due to incorporation of buffers. In the grass pasture watershed study, these are results for 2 years, 4 years, 2004 to 2008. 2004 and 2008, we received more than 30% rain compared to the mean. So the control watersheds had much higher, significantly higher runoff volumes compared to the agroforestry and grass buffer watersheds. But the differences are not significant during dry years, 2005, 6, and 7. Then this is for the sediment loss. Agroforestry had lower and control had about 2 times higher, and the nitrogen loss. Those were results for the surface water. This is the results for subsurface water, nitrate concentrations at 5, 10, 20, and 40 centimeter depth during 2007 in crop watersheds. We didn't notice any nitrate concentrations in the crop areas and the agroforestry areas. This is the summary. Crop areas had much higher nitrate concentrations in both years compared to grass or agroforestry. And dissolved phosphorus, significantly higher in crop areas than grass and agroforestry. What we did was we installed lysimeters with PVC cups attached to a ceramic cup. Then samples were taken after every runoff event. And not only those dissolved nutrients, agroforestry buffers help reduce atrazine, glyphosate, and different herbicides. These are grass control treatments, tall fescue with switchgrass, and native. It's a rainfall simulator study. Herbicides were applied at this end, and samples were taken at 1, 4, and 8 meter depth in the buffer zone. Significant reduction in all treatments, but tall fescue and native grass had much more reduction in atrazine and glyphosate concentration in the buffer zone. Not only those, buffers also help reduce antibiotic concentrations. These are results from Lin et al. At University of Missouri. What it shows is antibiotics coming out of manure is applied here, and samples are taken at 1, 3, 5, 7, 8 meter distances in the buffer. The red line shows fescue buffer antibiotic reduction, and this is the control for sulfamethicine and tylosine and enrofloxacine. All these antibiotic concentrations were reduced in the buffer zones. What the next step is, when you have all the data, these are at small plot and watershed scale. Next step would be to look at what is the larger effect of these buffers in watersheds. You have to incorporate soil management, measured data, and precipitation. This is a preliminary study conducted by Kumar et al. And this small study data can be incorporated into large watershed models to look at even economic benefits. And agroforestry also helps reduce carbon sequestration. Agroforestry has been recognized as an active activity under afforestation and reforestation activities that have been approved as a greenhouse gas mitigation strategy under the Kyoto Protocol. Why agroforestry helps? Because when you look at the root system, this tree has about 14-inch diameter root at 10 feet depth. So compared to grass, soybean, and crops. So finally, we can say agroforestry helps improve air quality, water quality, soil quality, mitigation of global warming gases, and improve biodiversity.